Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 27, verse 12. Numbers 27, verse 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up into this mountain of Abiram and see the land that I have given to the people of Israel. When you have seen it, you also should be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was, because you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin when the congregation quarreled, failing to uphold me as holy at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is this spirit, and lay your hand on him. Make him stand before Eleazar the priest and all the congregation, and you shall commission him in their sight. You shall invest him with some of your authority, that all the congregation of the people of Israel may obey. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the people of Israel with him, the whole congregation." And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and made him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation, and he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord directed through Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the people of Israel and say to them, 'My offering, my food for my food offerings, my pleasing aroma, you shall be careful to offer to me at its appointed time.' And you shall say to them, 'This is the food offering that you shall offer to the Lord, 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, day by day, as a regular offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a quarter of a hin of beaten oil. It is a regular burnt offering which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be a quarter of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight, like the grain offering of the morning, and like its drink offering you shall offer it as a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with oil and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering." So this was another quick reading, as my program has divided up our readings. But here we have this situation with Moses, just like you did with Aaron, except Moses is given something a little different. He gets to see the land that the Lord was going to give to the people of Israel. But to think about Moses and all that he's done, he was looked up to by all of the Jews, not just while he was living, but all the way through the time of Jesus. Moses was venerated as, you know, the individual to look at along with Abraham. But when we think about Moses and all the things he did, from, you know, first being a little resistant to being the leader of the people to go to Pharaoh, and then him leading the people out of Egypt, and the situations where he made intercession for the people in order to try to stave off the wrath of God that wanted to destroy all those people and raise up a new people. And then fast forward to when he rebels and he, you know, he does not place before the people's eyes God in the proper light. He strikes that rock and takes credit for it. And that one act brought him down to the point that he's going to be accumulated with all the rest of these people in this 40 years of wandering, that they will not enter into the promised land. And while I'm sure that Moses felt a sense of shame over that, as he should, we all should feel a sense of shame when we sin, he still was a great servant of God, a very meek man who dedicated his life to serving God. And even though we might say, well, in this one respect, he came up short, I want us to realize that he still was that great servant of God. When we see Jesus in Luke chapter 9 on the Mount of Transfiguration, at that moment when those disciples see him with his clothing dazzling white and two men talking with him, one of them was Moses. He was a great servant of God. We all make mistakes and we all fail, and there are times for all of us in which our emotions get the best of us. We say things rashly, which is what I believe happened with Moses at that point. We act rashly. We don't think things through. We don't give things the due diligence that are needed. And we come up short. But God is merciful. He is willing to forgive. And even though Moses didn't get to go into that promised land, all indications are God forgave him. Otherwise, I don't think he would have appeared with Jesus when he was transfigured. So something to think about today, and perhaps encouraging the next time you think that you came up short yet again, and that somehow, because we've come up short so many times, that we begin to fall prey to that lie of Satan that says, you've done this too many times, God will not forgive you. As long as we are trying to walk in the light, as long as our intention is to not sin, as long as we are truly repentant about the things that we do, even though we may have committed that same sin multiple times, God will forgive us. He has promised us that blessing through His Son. Very important thing for us to think about for today and for this week as we start another week. We serve God to the best of our ability. We repent for when we sin. And we rely on the blood of Jesus that was willingly sacrificed to bring us that grace and that mercy. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.